Warm temperatures and dry conditions continue to dominate the northern plains this afternoon. However, a frontal system sagging southward from Canada may bring a few spits and spats of moisture to the north. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The satellite imagery is pretty impressive, with a lot of sunshine occurring out there today. That is going to continue to be the case. However, there is a little frontal system up across the southern parts of the prairies now, sneaking over the U.S. border, and as it does, we're going to see a little bit of an increase in cloud cover and a chance for a few spotty showers to begin popping up. This process will continue as we go forward through the afternoon, but don't expect the rain to have a big impact on the region. We're talking mostly a few sprinkles of rain here and there. Maybe a couple of spots could get a little bit more, maybe a few hundredths of an inch of moisture, but that's going to be the extent of it. The air is very dry across a big part of North America right now, and generating a big rain event is going to be extremely difficult, and the Gulf of Mexico is not available as a moisture source. So putting all that together means we will stay mostly dry as cooler air sags southward through the region during the rest of the day and overnight tonight. We will bottom out with those temperatures cool on Friday morning, with a chance for frost and light freezes across the region. Now, most of the coldest air will be in the north, though, North Dakota and northern parts of Minnesota. And some of those areas have already been tested with a little bit of frost, but this will be a little bit larger event. But it still is not likely to get all the way down through the southern parts of our region, at least not in the sense of anything more meaningful than patches of soft frost. Well, the temperatures out there at the top of this hour were running mostly in the 60s and 70s. We do expect to see the afternoon highs today peaking out in the 70s and perhaps even a few 80s. In fact, the 80s will become widespread this afternoon in South Dakota as well as central and southern Minnesota. Temperatures farther north will be in the 60s, and we will expect those temperatures to be no warmer than that as that cooler air comes southward. So the temperatures overnight tonight are going to cool back down a little bit. We are going to see those readings dropping down into the upper 30s and 40s, a few middle 30s will be possible in north central and northwestern North Dakota. The coolest air, though, will hold off until Friday morning, and at that time we will see low temperatures in the middle and upper 30s across most of our region, with lower 30s and maybe even a spot or two of upper 20 degree readings near the Canada border in the north. We do expect the temperature to rebound again over the weekend, warming up once again, and we'll look for the high temperatures on Friday in the upper 60s and 70s, but Saturday will be 70s and 80s once again. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.